more of that in around 10 minutes or so. But I want to talk housing right now. And if there's one thing that Sydney needs more than just housing, it's affordable housing. And the New South Wales Premier Chris Minns and the Lord Mayor of Sydney Clover Moore, they're gathering shortly at Waterloo's Green Square precinct for the official opening of Boronia Apartments, a $66 million development that will deliver 74 new households, all capped at 30% of household income. Are you aware of this project? Are you in the area? Are you looking to move in to one of these apartments? The number to call, 1300 222 702, or the text line 0467 922 702. Well, Leonie King is the Chief Executive Officer of the affordable housing provider City West Housing and is with me now. Very good morning to you, Leonie.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time. Can you first of all just start off by outlining how this development was funded?
Yes. So the funding for this project has come from all three tiers of government. So we've spent a fair bit of time pulling together funding. So that includes using developer contributions received for affordable housing in the City of Sydney, a capital grant from the state government, under a program called the Community Housing Innovations Fund. And more recently, we've delighted to have secured funding through the Housing Australia Future Fund facility, which is helping us pay for the project as well.
Is it difficult to get the business model to stand up on affordable housing developments?
Yes, it is. So our sector, so that's the community housing sector, we're very adept at pulling all the levers that we can to try and fund projects. I think it's fair to say we're providing long-term subsidised housing and there is no ongoing subsidy, and that's not well understood. We do generate rental income, but it is subsidised rent, so they're low. So, yes, we have to be quite nimble and quite creative in how we layer up funding to deliver projects.
Mm-hmm. So you're in the business of delivering the projects. Do you have any say at all, or do you have an understanding on how these homes are allocated and who they're allocated to?
Yes, so City West Housing is the developer, and we're also the owner and operator. So we've been steering this project from conception, from land acquisition through design and development and delivery and allocation. So there are some parameters that are set about who we target linked to funding, but we're shortly going to start moving in residents, and we have all 74 apartments targeted currently. And people are quite excited to start to move in.
Mm-hmm. Affordable housing, as we know, we talk about it often on this program, is what Sydney needs and needs desperately. This project delivers 74 households. Is that just a drop in the ocean? Because we know that we need so much more. Is there more in the pipeline that your business is planning to deliver?
Look, every bit helps. So, yes, demand has been increasing. I don't think even today that you can pick up a newspaper or some publication or listen to the news and not hear a discussion around housing and around housing need. And if I just look in the City of Sydney where Boronia Apartments is, you know, there is 6% unmet need in the LGA just for some of those lower income households. We maintain a waiting list, and we've seen that grow exponentially as well over a number of years. So in terms of ability to deliver housing need, we continue to develop a pipeline of projects. Our next project after this will be in Alexandria in Green Square, around 250 apartments, and we have two other developments in the city that will deliver around 250 apartments once we can secure the funding. And we've got a couple of projects that's underway outside the city as well. So we're working really, really hard to try and meet some of that need.
Mm. The Alexandria project and then the following city project that you mentioned there, what sort of timeline is that for delivery?
So we're hoping to procure, build and commence construction on the Alexandria project by middle of next year. It's also got approved for HAF funding, so that's incredibly helpful. We're estimating that we'll complete that in 2028. It's a very large project, so I would say that development takes time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've been working on this for quite some time in terms of thinking about carefully about the design and how we design fit-for-purpose buildings for the people who will live in them.
With respect to the Boronia apartments that are being launched today, 36 social, 38 affordable, capping the rents at 30% of household income. Is it guaranteed that they'll be capped for that period of time, given your comment before about you need to obviously extend funding to maintain something like that?
No, that's part of CityWest Housing's DNA. We're absolutely committed to the principle of capping rents at no more than 30% of household income. And we've been in this business for more than 30 years. So, I mean, we currently have quite a large number of tenants, so some 1,600 residents across the city. And the model works. If we can get the funding sorted, the model works. So, you know, for example, I've got tenants that started with CityWest Housing as low-income workers some 30 years ago. They're still residents. They're now on an age pension.
Mm.
So they pay less of their income as rent. It's been adjusted. Obviously, their income is lower, but that's about, I guess, giving people security, safety, peace of mind around a tenure and having a home for the long term.
And excuse my ignorance on this, Leonie, but when you say you're capping rents at 30% of household income, how do you determine the household income?
So household income, we look at gross household income, so it depends on whether it could be pensions, it could be income from salaries and wages. And so we look at that and we look at accessible income, and there's a very, very complicated, can I just say, for those of us in our industry, very complicated rent calculation model.
Yeah.
And we continue to review those rents each year because rents do move up and down. Incomes do move up and down.
Yeah. So is it a case that in a development like this that some people might pay more rent, others might pay less because their incomes are different?
Yes, absolutely. So, for example, on the very... on the very low income end, so the social housing end, you know, they'll be paying probably around half of what some of the, I guess, the working households that are on slightly higher incomes will be paying.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get the same amenity and it'll be, you know, hopefully a vibrant and mixed community.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was interested to note when I was reading about this development that it's the first... your organisation's anyway, first fully electric building. What does that mean? What does an electric building look like? What bells and bells and whistles does it come with?
Look, all of our existing portfolio, most of the development is to have designed with gas, and we took the decision a number of years ago when we were planning this project, we wanted to move to fully electric. And the original decision was because tenants were paying gas connection charges and they may not be using gas except perhaps for their stove. And that was looking at, you know, impact on tenants and their ability to pay for things. So, but this also aligns to our ESG credentials. We're a participant in the national standard that's been developed for the community housing industry for ESG. Obviously, there's a strong focus and a strong awareness, a growing awareness around the importance of reducing carbon emissions. So this is all part of our commitment to ongoing sustainability, both environmental and financial. And so some of the features will be, you know, induction cooktops and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, designed as well carefully in the building to ensure cross-flow ventilation and to try and make sure that we deal with thermal comfort and matters like that.
Just a question from one of our listeners here, Leonie. Is this not like department housing? Does it calculate all workers in the household or just the names in contract, in the contract, I think that's meant to say?
No, we look at household income. So,
right.
But you could be a single parent with two young children living in a two-bedroom apartment, and we'll look at, you know, but paying less rent because it's linked to your income than perhaps, say, we might have a working household couple living in an apartment.
Well, look, Leonie, it's been great to speak with you, and we'll no doubt stay in touch over this long period of time with respect to what else is in the pipeline, as you just mentioned, in Alexandria and then later in the sitting if the funding comes through. But for now, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was Leonie King there. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the affordable housing provider, CityWest Housing.